Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Hey, so I was just talking to a client and we were working on her messaging, and we came across a very common problem in the B2B marketing, B2B consulting space, and it's the following. When you're selling to organizations, when you're selling B2B, there's a tendency to want to speak to the institution instead of the human beings who run that institution, right? When we're selling B2B, we think, well, we've got to articulate value for the company, for the business, for the institution, but we forget that there are human beings who are making decisions on behalf of those institutions. And those human beings, depending on their role, they do have the best interests of the institution in mind, but we also have their own personal interests in mind. And that's something that people in the B2B space often overlook in their marketing is, you know, you want to be clear about the outcomes that you deliver to the institution, to the organization, but also to the individual buyer. Okay. And in most cases, here's why this is important. In most cases, your biggest competitor is not a competitor at all. Your biggest competitor is the status quo. What you're competing with is a resistance to change. Okay. Because as human beings, we are hardwired to resist change, even at an individual level. So just imagine how resistant to change organizations are. Right, you've got this complex web of human beings who are all on their own individually resistant to change. And now you've got to somehow, as a seller, convince them that change actually does make sense in this case and it's worth the risk. And the average B2B purchasing decision involves 5.7 buyers. That's six people, if we round up, that typically have to get on side with the change that you're proposing. No small task. So what do you do? Well, the simple solution here is you've got to find an advocate on the inside of that organization or institution or company. You got to find a champion who can navigate the internal politics and the resistance to change on your behalf. And when you think about the deals that you've done in the past, I can guarantee you, you won those deals because there was somebody on the inside who championed the cause on your behalf. They had a stake in it. They had something to gain personally, and they were predisposed to working with you and choosing you as a provider or as a consultant. And so what they did was they did all the internal heavy lifting for you, heavy lifting that you couldn't have even done on your own because you're an outsider. You can't do what they can do as an insider. You can't have the conversations that they can have. You don't have the political clout that they have as an insider. And that's how the deal got done, because you found that champion, you found that insider to navigate the internal politics and the resistance to change on your behalf. So the thing I want you to take away from this is that if you cannot get somebody with authority inside the buyer's organization to care personally, to become personally invested in the outcome that you deliver because it's good for the organization, but it's also good for them. If you can't do that, you don't have a sale. Okay? Keep that in mind. Hope that helps.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.